The scripture reading is from Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16 in the New Revised Standard Version. You may follow along in your own Bible, Bible app, or on page 503 in the Pew Bible. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you, for I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. May God bless the reading and hearing of his holy word.
This morning, I have a privilege to introduce to you some brothers and a sister in Christ that are our guests today. They are here with Sunshine Ministries. You're going to have a chance to hear from Walker Hill, who's going to be actually speaking this morning a short message about the text and introduce you to Sunshine Ministries. And then Brian Polk is going to come up and speak a little bit about it as well. But Carol Clarkson, the executive director, is here. She's not going to speak in this service, but many of you had a chance to interact with them. So this is a great mission partnership. They do wonderful ministries in North St. Louis, and our church has the privilege of partnering with them in several ways. Some of you have had a significant impact in that work over there. Just this morning, I was remembering about Scott Wallace and Jeff Wagner and the work that you were doing with the raised flower bed, the raised garden for them that they took advantage of. So I'm privileged that we have a chance to strengthen that partnership today with them. And so I hope you'll listen and learn from Walker and from Brian and Carol and walk away maybe with a greater heart for their work in North St. Louis and maybe a sense of a way you can be a part of the work that God's doing with them. So God bless Sunshine Ministries. And Walker, thank you for being with us this morning. I invite you to come up and share the word of the Lord with everybody.
Thank you, Pastor John. Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a privilege.
Thank you. All right. Am I on? Well, I had a whole message prepared for you this morning, and then Pastor John gave it to the kids. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to be dismissed. I saw a few of you move, like, oh, sweet, okay. No, we, on behalf of myself, as Pastor John said, my name is Walker Hill, and I am the Executive Development Director at Sunshine Ministries. And on behalf of myself and Carol and Brian and our entire board of directors, we just want to say thank you to Eden Church. Thank you not only for the opportunity this morning to present to you what God is doing in and through Sunshine Ministries, but also just thank you for your work, whether it's financially, prayerfully, volunteering. Just so appreciate that. Today is going to look a little bit different, or this morning is going to look a little bit different than maybe what you may be used to, but our goal is still the same. Our goal is to magnify the name of Jesus. And as we magnify the name of Jesus this morning, what we want to do is also provide you an understanding of Sunshine Ministries and how your support, how the support of Eden Church is making a kingdom impact here in our region. So I quickly want to look at the verses that were read so well this morning, Psalm 139, and they're very familiar verses to all of us. You might have a coffee cup with Psalm 139 on it, or it may be hanging in a part of your house with Psalm 139, but it is a very impactful and important, every word in the Bible is important, but when we see words or phrases like formed, knit together, fearfully and wonderfully made, intricately woven, we have to ask ourselves, what does this mean? What does this say about God, this God that we serve, And also, what does it say about us? So, what it does is it illustrates a careful crafting by the Father. You are not an afterthought. I am not an afterthought. You were not created randomly. I was not created randomly. God is purposeful and attentive to every detail of our lives. Just do a study on the intricacies of the human body. And Pastor John said that his book will be available after service if you want to come and take a look at that. But just look at the intricacies of the human body. How does this thing work? It's amazing. And it just points right to our Creator. God is a masterful creator, and everything he does has purpose. We serve a God that is all-loving and all-knowing. He's all-powerful, and I think we can all say this morning, he's all-worthy. This psalm, the Psalm 139, is a hymn written by David, pouring out praise to God, proclaiming his understanding that God loves him, that God is in complete control, and that God's works are wonderful. So we're going to come back to David's story here in just a moment, but let's also look at not only what these verses say about God, but what do they say about us? All of us, everyone here today, we have a unique God-ordained purpose. We were all gifted with different abilities, different gifts, different personalities. If we all lined up across this church and we went down the line for each of you and you told us what your giftings and your personality were, they would all be different. We are all unique, but in the same sense that we are unique, we need to understand we're also intimately known by the one who created us. We can have confidence this morning in knowing that, yes, we may make mistakes, but we are not a mistake. We were all created by God, and he has given each of us a story. A story that in verse 16 of Psalm 139 tells us that story was actually written in his book before we even took our first breath. Our stories are full of these things called chapters. These chapters include love, joy, heartbreak, difficulty, tragedy, as well as triumph. As a biblical example, I want to look at David's life. David is a familiar individual in God's Word. Let's look at the chapters in David's story. As many of us know, David was a shepherd. I'm not sure if we have any shepherds in the room this morning, but shepherding was probably a pretty lonely and maybe even a mundane opportunity or job. But David was also a giant slayer, right? He was a hero. He stood when no one else would, with the help of God, of course, and a few stones. David was also anointed. He was called by God to be king. But in the time of being called and actually being king, he was also an enemy of Saul, right? David had to run for his life. He was a king and he was a ruler. He was also an adulterer and a murderer. He was a sinner. He was broken and he was repentant and he was forgiven. It also tells us that David was a worshiper. Many of the Psalms were written by David as he sat and played his harp. So these are a few of David's chapters in his life. But the title of his story was Man After God's Own Heart. And David's life had many chapters, like our lives have many chapters. And I won't pretend this morning to know what chapter of life you're in, but I do want us to have confidence this morning and be reminded this morning that we serve a mighty God who intimately knows us. And he has given each of us a story, and every one of those stories matters. So when we see somebody on the streets or maybe even in church who doesn't look like us, doesn't have the same interests as us or beliefs as us, the same past or the same goals for the future as us, maybe they don't even dress like us or smell like us or talk like us, let's all remember that that person is loved and known by God as much as we are loved and known by God. And they have a story that's been written in God's book as well, and they just may be in a difficult chapter. They have a story, and their story matters like your story matters. And at Sunshine Ministries, we encounter people who have all sorts of different stories. Stories that are messy, full of hurt, betrayal, sadness. We have a unique opportunity to not only provide present help in their circumstances, but present them with the gospel so that no matter their past or their present, their story can be one of redemption. And we provide hope for tomorrow and hope for eternity. So this morning, we want to show you a video, and then Brian's going to come share a story, and then we're going to take you on a little bit of a virtual tour. So hopefully you can see the screen. But I do want to say this and preface this. This video is brand new. Literally, this is the first church we are showing it in. It's the first group of people we've shown it in. I think maybe the three of us are the only ones, with the exception of the 8 o'clock service this morning. So they're a little bit ahead of you. But we want you and hope you will enjoy this video about Sunshine Ministries.
On the north side of St. Louis, men, women, and children wander the streets. Born with great promise, their stories are now defined by heartache and struggle. Lives that resemble the devastation and destruction of the buildings that surround them. No two stories are the same. For some, their problems were self-inflicted. For others, fear, poverty, and loneliness strip away hopes and dreams. And others were born into hardship. Yet each story is similar. All human, all longing to be seen, to be loved, to be heard by someone who cares. In the heart of this north side neighborhood, there is a place, a ministry that loves these people. A place where everyone is welcome as family. A place where value is identified, dignity is given, and the past does not determine one's future. For many who have no place to call home, the ministry offers residential shelter for those left to sleep in the streets longing to hide. A place to live in a safe community where men receive practical and spiritual help to recover from past failures and are equipped to live productive, independent, and fulfilling lives. For women living in poverty conditions with children who need to be fed and clothed, life can be hard. The ministry welcomes these ladies into their family center. A place where burdens are shared and needed help is provided. Where special classes and events bring moments of joy. Offering support and encouragement when life is tough and they have no one else to turn to. Believing that children have a hope for the future, this ministry provides a safe haven for them to escape the dangerous inner city streets and just have fun being kids. A place to learn, to make wise choices, and build strong character. Where early childhood education offers a firm foundation for future success. A place where children can aspire to become all that God created them to be. While celebrating life and storing up happy memories that will last a lifetime. Sunshine Ministries is a place that reaches out and respects. Where God's word is used to transform lives and offer new beginnings, where resources are provided and responsibility is taught as the pathway to personal success, where encouragement nurtures growth and smiles come easily, where joy abounds and God's love conquers all, where there is healing from the past, help for the present, and hope for the future. A place that listens and cares about everyone's story, because every story matters.
So I'd like to ask Brian now to come forward and just share with you a story about one of the men in our facility. Brian is the director of our men's program and has been with Sunshine Ministries for 22 years now. Started off in the program and now is essentially running it. So,
good morning, everyone. That was a powerful worship this morning. Let's get a worship team a hand first. I almost took off running around the church, but I asked Walker, how would that be? And he said, I don't think that'd be too good, Brian. So I took his advice. Again, my name is Brian Polk, and I'm the director of the men's ministry. And for the next few minutes, I would like to tell you a story. A story about one of our men in the residence shelter. His name is Jensen. After losing his job and becoming homeless, he was a part of our old homeless shelter for a little over 8 years. When we explained to the men we were closing the old shelter and starting the new residential shelter, Jensen was one of the first to sign up. He told me, he said, I have nothing to lose, which was true. After signing up, Jensen, going through the program, we told them that there was going to be classes that they would have to take that would help them spiritually as well as physically and mentally. We moved into the building in 2017, and since then, Jensen has been involved in the classes, and he has really, really grown. He has learned so much from the caring staff and volunteers that teaches our classes to help the men to grow. After growing, and through their growing, they also get to find their God-given talents and gifts that God had put inside of them. And through doing that, they also find out things about themselves that they didn't even realize before. Jensen has become gainfully employed at BJC. It took some time to retrain his mind to thinking differently. This is a man that was homeless for over 10 years. Now he's worked up the courage and have a mindset to be gainfully employed. So it took some time to get him there, to get all the old stuff out of his mind. So now he's gainfully employed. The program has given Jensen a sense of purpose and a place he can call home and people he can call family, because that's how we treat people. That's how we treat our men at Sunshine Ministries, like family. Jensen often expresses his gratitude for Sunshine Ministries and the opportunities that have allowed him to become a productive citizen again. He loves to play the piano in the morning during the men's, what we call prayer and praise, which is a morning devotion that they do every morning. He loves to play the piano when he's not at work. He also plays the piano for the chapel service for the volunteers that comes in every afternoon to do chapel service. He plays the piano for them too. So needless to say, he loves to play the piano. He also writes music, I just found out. He became closer with his family, his father and his sister again, and he knows that that is only through God's grace and using Sunshine Ministries as a tool to help him accomplish that. Jensen is working hard to stay focused and dedicated to God, and he knows for right now, Sunshine Ministries is the best place for him to be. He looked forward to moving out and getting his own place down the road, but right now he knows Sunshine Ministries is the best place for him to be so he can receive the word of God and find out a little bit more and a lot more of what God has in store for him. So I hope that story was encouraging to someone on today. And just a footnote, as I was leaving on Friday going home, you know, I pull out the driveway and Jensen's getting off the bus, you know, coming back there from work, which is his home. I said home because I feel like it's my home too. I'm there so much. But he's running down the street and he has this white envelope in his hand, which this was inside. He has this white envelope in his hand, and Jensen walks really slow, but this time he was moving a little faster than normal. So I'm like, okay, what is this about? And I want to share with you guys what his supervisor on his job wrote to him. It says, "Thank you, Jensen, for being such an amazing worker. I appreciate all your hard work." This is a man that was homeless for over 10 years, hadn't had a job for over 10 years, and he's been working for BJC for now going on 3 months. And this is accolades that he received from his boss. So I thought that was a tremendous accomplishment on his behalf. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope this was a blessing to someone.
Thank you, Brian. So now we're going to take you on a little bit of a virtual tour. I know that's not a word you normally hear in a church setting, but we understand that many of you may not be able to come down to North St. Louis. You hear it on the news all the time and not usually for good things. So we wanted to bring Sunshine Ministries to you. Of course, the video showed that a little bit, but I also want to show you some slides on the screen and give you a little bit of a virtual tour. So if you don't mind. So this is our men's facility. Our men's facility started, oh, thank you. Our men's facility, as Brian mentioned, opened in 2017. We can house 28 men in this facility, and it is not what you think of as an emergency shelter. It's not, you know, they come in the evening, get a meal, get a bed, and then in the morning they're kind of still homeless. This is a resident shelter. We are really there to help men that say, I am done drinking, I'm done with substance abuse, I need to get my life back together, and that's what Sunshine Ministries is there for. So that's our men's facility. On the inside, there's a kitchen, as well as this, the dining room here, where we spend our time eating meals, much like you guys at your homes when you have meals and fellowship together. This is our time for community with the men, which is very important to us. This is a shot kind of from the dining room into the kitchen, and then Todd is there eating a salad on the right-hand side, so we mixed in some pictures of some of the men in our program. This is our chapel, so every night we have various churches that come in, or our staff will run a chapel service each and every night for the men before they go upstairs to the to their dining room. We also can break this room down to smaller groups and do some different Bible studies or different studies, and actually the next slide shows you. That's Celebrate Recovery. We've got the men, that's still in the chapel, but the men broken down with tables, and they're doing Celebrate Recovery there. And then you see Jeffrey in his orange pullover. This is upstairs in the their resident place where they sleep. Each of them are given a bed and a kind of a closet there, and the men are all responsible every day to make their bed. You know, we try to teach them responsibility, so they have to make their bed, they have to keep their area clean, and they are in charge of all of our facilities. That's part of their vocational readiness, is to learn how to sweep a floor, mop a floor, or cook, some of those various things. So this next one is, of course, they do have to work, but they also get to play. So here is the couple guys, Jeffrey and Daniel, playing ping pong. We also have a pool table and an old school shuffleboard. You don't see those very often, but there's an old school shuffleboard. You know, you put the salt on there and slide it across. Anyways, I don't know why I enjoy that more than most people. But then we have the garden. So this, as Pastor John alluded to, is a garden that Eden Church, a couple of volunteers came from Eden Church and built that. And it is such a blessing to the men to be able to plant, to water, to fertilize, and to harvest this. They can make their own salad. So you see it from the left-hand side of your screen of harvesting to the right-hand, where they're chopping up the lettuce and making a salad. And you talk about a story of redemption. And for these men, an illustration of what they're going through. It's the planting of seeds, it's the watering, it's the fertilizer that will create the crop, and they're able to harvest, and it's just a special thing. So these gardens are very special to us, and it's because of this church body. So This is our women's facility, or what we call our family center. So we serve about 140 women in and around our area. They live in the government housing that surrounds our facility. And unfortunately, we have a lot of the women have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, and they're doing it on their own. And so what we do is we walk alongside them with not only a spiritual message, which you see on this slide. So every time they come to Sunshine Ministries, they have a 30-minute, what we call sharing time, where they get not preached to, but it's a community time of sharing God's word together. And then after that, they get to go into the community closet where the ladies get to shop. They can get clothing, they can get diapers, they can receive toilet paper, whatever it is they might need, dish soap, whatever it is they need. So that's in the community closet. And then after that, they get to go to the pantry and receive food from our pantry. This is our youth program. So we call it the Sunshine Family. It's men, women, and children. And we have a year-round preschool that is run for the kids. You can see there they get to do the nativity scene each and every year and act that out, and then a graduation on the right-hand side. So it's so important for us to not only give them a spiritual foundation, but to give them an academic foundation as well, because these kids, many of them are not provided anything at home. And so when they come to us, we provide them love, we provide them support biblically, but also academically, because it's going to help them on their future academic opportunities. They can get into better charter schools, and they don't have to necessarily go into the public school system, and that's so important. This is the library on the left-hand side. There in the middle, you see Landon. Landon is stacking some blocks, one of our preschoolers, and then this next slide is their circle time. So this is doing their biblical circle time. They have different Bible songs and memory verses that they do, and also learning various colors, shapes, how to write your name. Some of them even reading their sight words by the time they leave our preschool, which, again, helps them to be in a much better place when they leave. And then this is a picture of our gymnasium where the kids get to play. We use this not only for the preschool kids, but we also use it for what we call as our Sunshine Kids Club. So once a month, those kids that are from a graduated preschool up to fifth grade, they get to come back for Sunshine Saturday or Sunshine Kids Club. And that's how we stay connected to those kids. And they get to do a bunch of fun and games. We feed them, and then we spend the afternoon getting to play different games, whether it's pool or board games, or we do relay races, all sorts of things. Of course, there's also a biblical message involved in that as well, but it's so, so much fun. And this is camp. So as many of you probably have been able to do a camp experience in your life, a lot of these kids don't have camp experiences, with the exception of Sunshine Ministries. So once they graduate preschool, they get to go to camp, and it's out in Forestell. It is about, 45 minutes from St. Louis, out close to Wentzville. And so they get to go. This is the lodge here. Then we take the kids out there. They get biblical instruction, as you see here. And actually, Pastor John's, both of his kids were big buddies, as we call them, or camp counselors. And so we are able to just really care for these young kids and provide them just a new atmosphere, and to watch how the Lord molds their little hearts when you get them out of the crime-ridden streets of St. Louis and you take them out to a place that has turkeys and deer and grass, things that we take for granted. It is a special, special time. This is a shot of the swimming pool, and the swimming pool is probably, I would say, the kids' favorite. If you ask any of the kids, it's their favorite part about camp is swimming, because there are kids that don't get to swim. And in fact, this summer we had two kids that had never seen a swimming pool before in their lives. And so they didn't understand how all the water got into one place. But you go from that, they don't know it at all, they're dipping their toe in the water, to at the end of their 3 weeks at camp, we couldn't get them out of the swimming pool. They were so excited. So here's another. We have some kids playing here with the parachute. We have a big field of 100 acres out there where the kids are able to run and roam and just have a great time. This is the barn that's on the property. And then our focus is on creating memories for the kids. So each of them get to take a picture album memory book that they create, and they get to take that home with them to remember their summer at camp. And the cool thing is we have about four or five families that now the mom or the dad has gone through camp and they have their memory albums, and now their kids are going through camp and they have their memory albums. And so it's a legacy thing for Sunshine Ministries, and a very special thing. And so as we close this morning, I just want to say that everything we do at Sunshine Ministries has a purpose. It's seasoned with biblical truth, and it focuses on teaching and instilling what we call is our three R's. And it's teaching and instilling respect, responsibility, and relationship. We are not a drive-by ministry. We want to get to know everyone that comes to us for help. We want it to be about community. So as we care for and love on every man, woman, and child, our mission is to point them to Jesus, of course, because with Jesus, every story, no matter how messy, desperate, or forgotten, really does matter. And that story, we believe, can be redeemed and it can be transformed. So this morning, again, on behalf of Sunshine Ministries, we just want to be here to say thank you to Eden Church for the part that you've played, whether it's through prayer or volunteering or building vegetable gardens or sending your kids to camp to serve the kids, or financial support from the church or from you individually. We have set and committed to being debt-free as an organization. And because of Carol Clarkson and her husband Jim, and the way the Lord has provided to us, we are debt-free. We also do not take $1 of government, state, or federal funding. We do not take any United Way funding. And we do that because if we were to take those dollars, it would hinder our ability to share the life-changing message of Christ. And so we rely solely on individuals and churches like this to be able to make an impact. And I wanted to show you one more slide. I'm not sure if you can see it very well, but it's essentially I know it's not very churchy, but it's a breakdown of our revenue. And so often people say, oh, well, Sunshine Ministries must be supported by every church in St. Louis or Missouri and Illinois, and it's not true. 2% of everything that we bring in is from churches. So I hope what I'm trying to relay to you this morning is that Eden Church is so important to us and is playing a huge part of what we're able to do on the financial side, as well as prayer and volunteer and the other ways that you guys give. So on behalf of Sunshine Ministries and all of those that come to us every day for healing, help, and hope, I just want to say a big thank you to you this morning. And we really appreciate you allowing us to be here and are humbled that you would give us a service to be able to do that. So God bless you, and thank you so much.